Jacket News. Trending now. Trending now.
There's a yellow level 2 warning, and that's for severe thunderstorms over the southern parts of Gauteng, the southern Highveld, and the escarpment areas of Mpumalanga, as well as places in the northwest and the Free State. Isolated showers and thundershowers forecast for southern Limpopo. Pretoria up to 24, Joburg 21, Mpumalanga, Malahleni 22, Polokwane 23, and Rustenburg up to 25 degrees.
Yandre Furi, thank you very much for the heads up. Yes, it is the accident in Pretoria on the N1 southbound before the R21 highway exit. We are currently dealing with an hour and a half delay from just after the Stormfall Plaza, so please avoid the area entirely. I do know that emergency services are there dealing with the fatalities.
City Power says its operators have been notified of a power outage in the Lanseria area. It was caused by a trip at the Hope Field substation. The cause is being investigated. And more than 50 prospective jurors were excused from the landmark trial of former President Donald Trump yesterday after they said they would not be able to try him fairly and impartially. 96 potential panelists were selected in the New York court to be screened for their ability to fairly judge Trump, who is accused of covering up hush money payments to an adult film star with whom he's alleged to have had an affair. It's proven to be very difficult to find 12 objective jurors for this case, given anonymity to protect them from what the judge says is risk of bribery or even physical harm. That's expected to be a torturous process. I'm Khadija de Souza. More news at 8.
Well, the Vodacom Bulls run, as we spoke about yesterday in the Investec Champions Cup, came to an abrupt end on Saturday after they suffered a heavy loss to Northampton Saints. Despite the result, Vodacom Bulls Director of Rugby, Jake White, remains resolute in his assertion that he had not disrespected the competition by fielding a largely second-string side.
It's got to do with where we are as a group. I think 6 of the guys on this tour have played in 3 Super Rugby finals. Probably about 8 guys have beaten Leinster in Leinster. Cameron Hunnicom and Stramino Jacobs have come back from injuries. There's rotation, which I've said that is very important where we are as a group.
Well, White also highlighted the challenges faced by South African franchises in terms of player recruitment compared to their European counterparts. All Blacks utility back Jordy Barrett will join URC side Leinster in December, but only on a 6-month deal. He'll arrive in Dublin after the November test window. And after this spell with the 4-times Champions Cup winners, he'll return to New Zealand with the Hurricanes on a contract until 2028. And he'll get an opportunity to work with former Springbok coach Jacques Nienaber as he arrives at Leinster. And Ethiopia's Cisse Lema attacked early, held on for a dominant victory in the Boston Marathon in a time of 2 hours, 6 minutes and 17 seconds. Kenyan Helen Oribi claimed a second straight Boston women's title in 2 hours, 22 minutes and 37 seconds. I'm Colin Jinga, and that's a Jack of Sport.
More music you love all day on
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM on the station that sounds like you.
I was left to my own devices. Many days fell away with nothing to show. And the walls kept tumbling down in the city that we love. Great clouds all over the hills, bringing darkness from above. But if you close your eyes, does it almost?